It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I'm thinking about what keeps me from being thrown off my game, so to speak. Sometimes I will look at stories in the Bible and I will compare them to present day. And if I'm to think of a person who definitely was not thrown off his game, that would be Nehemiah. As you may remember, Nehemiah was tasked with rebuilding the holy city's very much destroyed walls. I'm picking up in Nehemiah 6. He has actually finished constructing the walls. He's got one more task to do, which is to build the doors that are going to hang in the gateway. My way of saying it is he's on the 1 yard line of finishing an assignment from God and about to step into a whole new season of his life. And what happens? The enemy enters. Distraction enters. As the enemies approach and try to lure him off his game so that he doesn't finish the task. But, you know, and I find that Nehemiah's actions are very instructive, because sometimes I can sense sometimes a person might try to lure me off my game and I will entertain them for a while just to see how far they're going to go. Nehemiah shows us not to use our energy in that way. In fact, in Nehemiah 6:9, he says, they were trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could break our resolve and stop the work. So I prayed for strength to continue the work. You know, I see that Nehemiah has physical strength, but he also has spiritual fortitude. He not only finishes his task, but he finishes strong. The scripture today is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So today I'm going to remember that of the things I have to do for the Lord, that strength to do them is going to come from him. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.